This is the weekly humorous radio news roundup. I'm Don Brinkley reporting. Charter Communications reported a loss of more than 120,000 cable subscribers in the first quarter of this year. Industry analysts say the drop is because consumers who used to watch cable are getting all the entertainment they need from weekly humorous radio news. Listening to weekly humorous talk word podcast, seeing the guaranteed delivery live stand-up comedy shows, and many other wonderful humorous media properties. Cha-ching! 20-year-old Dylan McWilliams of Colorado has been bitten by a shark, a bear, and a rattlesnake in the span of less than 4 years. It may seem like he's unlucky, but keep in mind that McWilliams did sleep with the animals' wives. After the White House Correspondents' Dinner, some journalists criticized Michelle Wolf's jokes about current press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They demanded to know why Wolf had to be so mean to an adult woman who collects a taxpayer-funded salary to lie to the American people all day, every day. A 1962 MIT graduate claims that he, not Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, wrote the screenplay for Good Will Hunting. Hollywood insiders say we may never solve the mystery of who would want credit for Good Will Hunting. A Colorado woman was fined $500 for saving an apple she received on a flight from Paris. On the bright side, she did save $75 on the cost of buying the apple at the airport. Workers in York, England found the skeletons of more than 70 Roman soldiers and their families buried beneath a hotel swimming pool. Archaeologists were stunned by the discovery, which suggests that ancient Romans were terrible swimmers. Volunteer work is great for your health, according to a new report from My Boss. Astronomers have detected 14 galaxies that are about to collide with each other. Experts say the galaxies are all texting while driving. A North Carolina restaurant is serving a $30 burger topped with a tarantula. The restaurant chef came up with a creative burger to fool a health inspector in a silent film. According to a new survey, 4 out of 10 Americans would have sex with a robot. And the number was even higher for a really hot robot. President Trump this week called former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper a lying machine. Coincidentally, that's also the slogan for the slow-selling TrumpBot 5000. Weekly humorous radio news. Breaking news into little pieces.